Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Lowe's, loyalty is royalty. With Christmas right around the corner, treat yourself for less during the holiday season. Rewards members get early online-only access to Black Friday doorbuster deals on Thanksgiving Day, like the Hisense side-by-side fridge, just $799. Not a member? Join for free today. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
We had 9 penalties on offense and 5 drops, and so that's hard to overcome. I mean, I never felt like we had a problem moving the ball. It was just shooting ourselves in the foot. We had no 3-and-outs. We had it ball backed up quite a bit, and we got the ball out. But then when we would get it, like, in a certain area, we'd have a drop that would be the difference between a, 3rd-and-2 and a 3rd-and-10. That's a big difference. Then we would, have a penalty. And so it's hard to overcome those things all the time. You can overcome a few of them, but it's hard to overcome them. So the theme that I'm trying to tell you guys is we have to quit shooting ourselves in the foot. We got to play a little bit more relaxed and just loosen up and just quit shooting ourselves in the foot, because it has nothing to do with anything else. I mean, honestly, it's hard to say this out loud, but I wasn't displeased with a lot in the game. I was displeased with the self-inflicted stuff. You know what I mean?
With that self-inflicted stuff, like the slippery steps and stuff, 8-0. With only a month of the season, how do you get in there and address that? Do you simulate it more? Do you work on
it? We simulated it a ton. I think at some point we have very accountable kids and we have very accountable coaches. I mean, nobody's shying away from accountability. I know I got to do my job better. I know if I do my job better, we win the game. Like, I have no issue bearing the burden of that. When you have people in the room and you have people in the organization that have the care factor that we have, you don't have to harp on it as much as you think. They know. We know. And so ultimately, at some point too, if you push it past a certain line, it becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy. And that's where I don't want to go with it. I don't want to make it a bigger deal than what it is. I mean, there's probably, and you can do the stats, Gary, you love stats, huh? So there's more false starts, pre-snap penalties this year in college football than I've seen across the board. There just is. I watch college football when I get home, and it just seems like, there's just a abundance of pre-snap penalties. Now, we're having our fair share of them, and we got to correct that, and we got to get that course corrected. And we are addressing it with multiple issues, and I'm not going to sit here and lay that out because that's just not appropriate for the game. But there will be changes that are made, and I think that will reflect, some positives. But we have to stop shooting ourselves in the foot. And one thing about just not to cut you off, but the false starts, we overcame every one of them. Every false start, we ended up getting first downs and moving the ball. There were other things we didn't overcome. And it really, as aesthetically unpleasing as that looks, it didn't cost us the way I view the game. Like, when I watch the game, I watch things that cost us. Although I hate it and we've got to get it fixed, I get it. It didn't necessarily stop drives. Other things did.
All right, what are those other things? Sorry. If you can elaborate, what are the other things you're talking about?
The drop balls stopped more drives than the false starts. The drop balls, we had to punt every time. every single drop ball cost us a punt. You know, and the holding penalties cost more than the false start penalties.
Mario told us that CJ is going to be a couple.
Yeah.
And he indicated that Mark, we don't know.
Yeah.
When you're potentially going to be down, you're starting running back. Okay. I mean, I know other guys have to step up.
Yep.
Without CJ, but how much does that affect your in that? There is a difference between the one and two.
It is.
Sometimes. How does that change your approach when you move?
It will. I mean, you always look at who's available, you know, but you have to lay out a plan based on, you know, the people that are available in the defense you're playing. Like, schematically, the defense matters a lot because what they've done in the past, you have to pattern what you do after that. You can't run nonsense plays over certain coverages that they run or whatever. So that matters. The people available matter, but I will say this. I have confidence in those people in that room. Now, whether they've played a lot of snaps or not, it's no different than JoJo. I mean, JoJo goes in there Saturday and really makes some really great plays for us. You know, he had some unfortunate things happen, which we all do. I mean, look, there's some calls I want back, too. I in no way, you know, I've never called a perfect game, and I never will. And if people are expecting that, then I don't know what to tell them. And so there's going to be plays that I want back, you know, and there's going to be plays that players want back. There's plays that Carson wants back. Ultimately, you hope that those plays don't cost you the game. And so, but I do have a high amount of trust in people that are in backup roles right now, and I'm excited to watch some of those guys play. I really am.
You probably know that you had a bit of a viral moment Saturday.
Oh, yeah.
I know you're not thinking about what the heck people are going to say about it 2 days later, but when you are not in the booth, when you're not in the field especially, where people have more of a line of sight on you, does it ever enter into a coach's mindset of just you can't sometimes react the way you want to? And again, people can look at that and immediately draw the wrong conclusion.
Well, I'm going to lay it out pretty simple. I pride myself on staying even keel through the hardest times. I wasn't like that as a young coach. I'll be, you know, very blunt with saying that, you know, I was a lot more animated 20 years ago, 25 years ago than I am today. Over time, you realize that bringing more stress to an already stressful situation isn't necessarily the best approach, you know. And I've dealt with that through my career. And now at this point in my career, regardless of how bad things are going, you're probably going to see the same type demeanor from me. Now, in that particular situation, it had nothing to do with the crazy thing about that. Our interaction, me and Coach Cristobal, it had nothing to do with that. I was talking into the headset, very upset about not getting a yard. That was simply that. I was like, we need to get the damn yard. You know, and we both agreed. That's why I promise you this. There's two things. One is I was raised right by parents, and I would never disrespect authority. Never. You know, I serve a higher authority that I understand hierarchy of authority. I would never disrespect authority behind closed doors or even out in the public. With that being said, if I ever did something like that, you probably would see a reaction from him. The reason he didn't react, because it wasn't directed to him. It was directed towards frustration about not getting a yard. And so that's the clear part of it. It's like, I would never disrespect authority.
To be fair, I think those of us that have gotten to know you a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, come on.
Pretty good idea of what was happening.
Yeah. I mean, and people can come up with whatever narrative they want. I'm fine with that, too. I mean, I don't really get – I haven't looked at Twitter, so I have friends that have texted me, and I was like, yeah. I said, this is what happened. You know what I mean? But I don't typically – pay too much attention to the Twitter warriors out there that know everything. You know?
Short yardage. I think you guys were three of six.
Yeah, I think we didn't get two, right? Or was it three?
I don't know.
Okay.
But what is a acceptable?
100%.
Okay.
You know, when it's 1 yard, it needs to be 100%. Now, they're good at short yardage. I knew that going into the game. They were oddly good at short yardage, and so they were at about a 50-something% clip at short yardage, right? And so I knew that their defense was good at short yardage. So I did have a couple wrinkles that I was going to go to if I felt like we were having real trouble. But through the course of the game at the beginning, we were getting them. You know, we snuck one. We went, like, there was about three. The three or four that happened first, we got. And in the fourth quarter, that particular one down there going into the opposite end zone, there was a timeout call. And so I had a certain play called. I probably overthought it, to be honest with you. And this is just facts. I trust our big guys up front. You know, I really do. And I trust them to get a yard. I trust our running backs to get a yard. And statistically speaking, you know, everybody's skewed on short yardage to run the ball. Like, you can look at everybody's short yardage. I mean, you're going to throw it a couple times, but you're probably going to run it more than any, right? And so I do – there's always plays I go back and, like, man, I wish I would have done that there when they don't work. Does that make sense? Like, it's – and I go back to the Georgia Tech game last year, and we ran spider, and they covered it on – fourth and one, and if I would have just ran the damn ball right there, we'd probably win the game. And so it's always easy after you know what happened. And the reality is everybody out there that has a certain opinion is allowed to have that opinion after the fact. I'm not. I have to make the decision within seconds and live with the results. And so ultimately, I made the decision based on how I felt this team is made up, and I think we're elite up front. Elite. And I'm going to lean on those guys in those situations, and I think they respect that. And so was it the right or wrong call? Obviously, it was a wrong call because it didn't work. That specific play we ran four times that day, and I think it got 10 yards every time, and it got none that time, to put it in the framework for you.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
One day only, Thanksgiving Day deals are coming to Lowe's.com. Plus, members get early access to online Black Friday doorbuster deals on gifting favorites, like the still trending Cobalt Mini Toolbox for just $14.98. Don't miss up to 50% off for one day only at Lowe's.com. We help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change while supplies last.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.